We're going to go straight from open worship into our message this morning. And our message is a little bit different this morning than what we usually do. And this week God said to me, remind them of the way that I love them. Not just about love, but of the way that I have chosen to love them. It says in John chapter 3, 16 through 21, for God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he would give his only son to make a wretched how great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
John chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them.
Behold the man upon the cross, my guilt upon I know.
Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 28. But now God has shown us a way to be made right with Him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes. No matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. And yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past, for He was looking ahead and included them in what He would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate His righteousness, for He Himself is fair and just, and He declares sinners to be right in His sight when they believe in Jesus. Can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No. Because our acquittal is not based on obeying the law, it is based on faith. So we are made right with God through faith and not by obeying the law.
I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no powers, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my ransom.
Philippians 3, verses 8 through 11. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with Him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with Himself depends on faith. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Talking about love, and Easter is coming, and God says, don't forget me. Don't forget my love story that I wrote for you, that I chose to give you my Son, and my Son chose to hang on that cross for your sins before you were worthy. even though you were unworthy. That is the way I love you. That is the way we are to love one another, because we are all unworthy and we all fall short of God's glory. We're just going to take a little bit of time and let's just prepare ourselves. We've got a big holiday in 2 weeks for us, and it is something that God wants us to remember. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for this wonderful gift that you've given us, Father God, that we do not deserve and could never say that we could deserve. As we celebrate Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and Easter, Father God, I pray that we would be reminded of you in our hearts, not just, oh, it's Easter, but wow, this is the greatest love story of all time. Where you have given us the example of love and the greatest act of love, giving your Son for our sin. Open our hearts this morning, Father God, to this wonderful love that you offer all of us freely. In your name we pray. Amen.